many devotees are here and just to chant with us. And all the people on stage, I have been, I have plenty of history with. Raj Balabhar, we went to Bangladesh together. There was a beggar on the train, okay? And Raj just knew how to deal with him, closed the door in his face, and he wasn't shy about it. And it was just the right thing to do. So, we like to do kirtan together. And just as we saw the drum, it wasn't a concert. The drumming was about one was leading and the others were responding and doing exactly the same. So kirtan is exactly like that. But this time it's not only drumming, this time it's also singing. So one is singing and others do exactly the same. So I'm going to try and do some fancy stuff, just like he was doing, and see if you can follow, huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
I Thank you. Thank you.
Of love, because Krishna is amazing. First he's amazing, then he's wonderful, and then love awakens, and we don't want anything or anyone else but Krishna, only Krishna. At that stage, we are absorbed. At that stage, we are going deep, and we live with Krishna all the time. And look at this world, and just bring in the energy of Krishna. And in this way, our whole life is transformed. And whatever goes on the outside doesn't matter. Whatever dress we wear, whether orange or purple or white or yellow or mixed or whatever, or green, you know, like a sura. Whatever dress we wear, these are just external things that don't matter at all. It goes to the core of our real being. Close to Krishna, loving servant of Krishna, somehow or another. And if that can come out of this tent, love for Krishna, then from this tent the world will change. And you just take it with you and just change. Just like Prabhupada, he took it with him. He took it with him and he just came to Thompson Square Park and just sat down and chanted. And then everything started to happen. All that love that he brought across the ocean. They say that he brought only a few Bhagavatams with him, but I'm telling you, he brought huge quantities of Krishna praying, and then he just played his bongo there in the Tompkins Square Park and flooded the park. And people changed, and people remembered, and some people looked, some people thought it's strange, some people thought too distant, but so many took it. And now, for many years in New York, there were garlands on the tree where Prabhupada used to chant. Now there is a sign, and the sign says Hare Krishna tree. And next to the road, or to the pathway, there is an explanation. This is the place where A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada started his International Society for Krishna Consciousness in 1966. By chanting the Hare Krishna Kirtan under this tree. And that's right there. And that's far out. So one time I went to that tree and I thought, this tree must be transcendental. It must be a wish-fulfilling desire tree. So I went there and I embraced the tree. Normally I'm not such a tree hugger, to be honest. But so this tree, I thought, no, definitely, I'm going to hug the tree. And I don't care who's watching. So I really hugged the tree. And then I was praying, and I was thinking, what to pray for? And I was thinking, well, if from here the Hare Krishna movement started spreading, I should pray for the power to preach. Okay, I finished my prayer. I turned around, and there was a boy standing under the tree. And he says, what do I have to do to become a monk like you? I tell you folks, that tree is a desire tree. Oh yes, it is. It is a desire tree. And I'm telling you folks, you know, if you ever make it to New York City, for some reason, you know, to New York City, that city, New York City, and go to Tompkins Square Park, Lower East Side, just go there and hug that tree. I make that boy sitting right there, next to him, yes, yes, all bright orange, you know. I make him hug that tree. Did I make him hug that tree? And I tell you, how did it feel to hug that tree? Look at him, shining in his photos. I'll tell you folks, it's a wish-fulfilling desire tree. So, yes. And whether that tree came with Prabhupada from the spiritual world, or whether Prabhupada just transformed that tree, that I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, it's a wish-fulfilling desire tree, and if you're ever in New York, hug that tree, don't forget, close to Matchless Gifts, hug that, the storefront, close, you know, go there, Lower East Side, you know, Lower East Side. New York City, hug that tree, you know, because it is a wish-fulfilling, transcendental desire tree.